New mayor of Nashville, David Briley, described his first hours in office as drinking from a fire hose, from getting a new ID badge made to taking calls from former mayors. After that scramble and composing a formal statement about his priorities, he took questions from reporters until they had no more. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports.
His morning began with car trouble, so David Briley rode the bus to his office, then soon learned he'd be occupying the city's top office. Next, he quickly resigned from his law firm to avoid conflicts of interest.
So I'm a full-time mayor now. I got no other job to do.
He listed crime prevention, schools, affordable housing, and Metro General Hospital among priorities, but one stood above all.
Frankly, to make sure that the transit referendum passes on May 1. And I've been behind that from the very beginning. It's the most important thing that is confronting our city right now.
He's also on deadline to deliver a budget before that same May 1st date and has decisions forthcoming on the MLS soccer stadium. Briley was at times somber about Megan Berry, a friend, and comfortably unrehearsed. He answered a question from a Spanish TV station in Spanish, was blunt about all that he needs to learn, and says he's at least feeling support from the community.
I think people are going to get behind me, not because they care about David Briley, but because they care about the city moving forward.
Part of that task, he says, is restoring trust in government, and he'll be holding town hall meetings. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.